USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 200 million Americans who've been suffering through a dangerous heat wave are finally getting relief beginning today, as that heat wave will break across the plains, Midwest, and the Northeast. Which is good news to this man in Brooklyn, New York, where the utility company had to cut power to customers overnight to try to prevent a more widespread outage.
Just soaking in my own sweat, basically. Came out and just went to a gas station, got coffee and that kind of thing, just walking around watching the police work.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' body will lie in repose at the High Court today. His funeral and burial at Arlington National Cemetery scheduled for tomorrow. Stevens served on the court for nearly 35 years, retired in 2010, and died last week at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I would take with a significant grain of salt any Iranian assertion about actions that they've taken.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after Iran claims that government authorities there have arrested 17 CIA spies that had been recruited to provide information on the Islamic Republic's nuclear and military sites. Pompeo says,
understand that the Iranian regime has a long history of lying. They lied about where they shut down the American UAV. They've now lied in the last few days about where they took down this tanker. It's part of the nature of the Ayatollah to lie to the world.
Some of those that Iran claims to have taken into custody have already been sentenced to death. The CIA has not commented yet on the report. Eight people injured after lightning strikes Florida's Clearwater Beach yesterday afternoon. One man still in critical condition after he took a direct hit, causing him to go into cardiac arrest. Find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A confirmation vote is expected Tuesday for Mark Esper to become the next Secretary of Defense. John Clements reports.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
Subaru has discovered a defect so severe that it's planning to buy back a number of legacy sedans and Outback SUVs that have already landed in owners' driveways. Faulty welds in the car could not only lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. The plan is to recall and check out about 2,100 cars for the defect, of which 200 are expected to need repairs immediately. About 20 of those cars are in the hands of consumers, and the rest have yet to be delivered. The announcement is rare for Subaru, but not unique at a time when automotive recalls have been running at or near record levels. A year ago, Subaru had to make a similar move when it discovered welding defects on 243 of the then-new Ascent SUVs. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.